want to appreciate you. We give you glory. We give you the worship that you deserve. We give you the worship that belongs to you. We give you the worship that you deserve. Even you deserve more than what we are giving you. But in our limitations, we give you what we can. We are asking you, Lord, come in our midst. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to give you praise. Because you have been doing great things in our midst. We have started hearing testimonies of uncommon lifting. You said you will do it, and you have already begun. Accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. For life that you have given us, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. For the strength you have given us, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. For the good health you have given us, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. For eyes that can see, hands that can move, legs that can walk, ears that are hearing, organs that are functioning, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, for our families, for husbands, for wives, for children, for our relations, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. For protection, for our preservation, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. For the cross, for Jesus that came into the world to die for us, yes, to translate us from the kingdom and dominion of Satan into the kingdom of his dear son. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. For making us to belong to you, making us to be children of God today, that we can join you, join the angels in heaven to be singing your praise. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, for so many, if we start to thank you, we will not be able to finish. But Lord, we ask, oh God, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We are here again to be blessed by you. We are here again to be fed by you, to be nurtured by you, to hear you. Lord, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because we know that you are going to do even much more than we can even pray about or desire or imagine. Father, Lord, we give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of God. You are the Spirit that is in our midst. Spirit of God, move from person to person. As we are different, so our needs are different. So our longings are different. So our desires are different. Our prayers are different. Lord, we are asking that you meet every one of us in spite of all the differences at the point of our need in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the one that can carry all of us. And you will not, in fact, you carry billions of us all over the world. You meet our needs. You are feeding us every day. Lord, you have the capacity, even much more than that, you give to us. Lord, we are asking, do what we cannot do in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Do the things that we have brought to you, that we are saying, God, do this in my life. Do it this morning in the name of Jesus. And let us return back to our homes, edified, and Lord, and let your name be glorified. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I said, in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Father, we want to thank you. Thank you for your word that is coming to us. We are praying, O God, this morning that you will speak to us expressly in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word reach the very recesses of our hearts. Let your word have a place. Let your word find its place in our heart. Lord, above all, let us not be hearers only, but let us be doers of this word in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless us through your word. Bless me also as I preach it. In Jesus' name we pray. So the title of my message is Service, the Pathway, Your Pathway to Lifting. Service, Your Pathway to Lifting. We'll look at a few scriptures. We'll look at a few scriptures. Chapter 2, verse 5 to 9. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and he was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God so highly exalted him, and giving him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, and things underneath the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Then we'll go to the book of Mark, Mark chapter 10. We'll read verse 30, from verse 35. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, they came unto him, saying, Master, we will want you that you should do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What do you want me that to what do you what would you? I beg, let me look for good news. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus. Teacher, they said, there is something we want you to do for us. Jesus said, What is it? They answered, When you sit on your throne in your glorious kingdom, we want you to let us sit with you, one at your right and one at your left. Jesus said to them, You don't know what you are asking for. Can you drink the cup of suffering that I will drink, that I must drink? Can you be baptized in the same way that I must be baptized? They answered, We can. Jesus said to them, Okay, you will indeed drink the cup I must drink and be baptized in the way I must be baptized. But I do not have the right to choose who will sit at my right and who will sit at my left. It is God who will give these places to those for whom he has prepared them. When the other 10 disciples heard about it, they became very angry with James and John. So Jesus called all of them together and said, You know that those who are considered rulers of the heathen have power over them, and the leaders have complete authority. This, however, is not the way it should be among you. If one of you wants to be great, you must be the servant of the rest. And if one of you wants to be first, you must be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served. He came to serve and to give his life. Thank you. As a ransom for many. Let's look at James chapter 5. No, let's look at John 13. John 13. Verses from verse 1. And it was now the day before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. He had always loved those in the world who were his own, and he loved them to the very end. And Jesus and his disciples were at supper. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, Judas, the thought of betraying Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him complete power. He knew that he had come from God and was going back to God. So he rose from the table, took off his outer garment, tied a towel around his waist. Then he poured some water into a wash basin, and he began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with a towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said, Are you going to wash my feet? Lord, Jesus answered, You do not understand now what I am doing, but you will understand later. Peter declared, Never at any time will you wash my feet. Jesus replied, If I do not wash your feet, you will no longer be my disciple. Simon Peter answered, Lord, do not just wash only my feet, wash my hands and my head too. Jesus said, Those who have taken a bath are completely clean, and do not have to wash themselves except for their feet. All of you are clean except one. Then he now said, After Jesus had washed their feet, he put his outer garment back on and returned to his place at the table. Do you understand what I have just done to you? You call me teacher, Lord, and it is right that you do so, because that is what I am. I, your Lord and your teacher, have just washed your feet. You then should wash one another's feet. I have set an example for you so that you will do just what I have done for you. Finally, James chapter 5. That is just one verse. James chapter 5, chapter 4, verse 10. James. It says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. I went through so many readings because all of them are relevant to what we are going to be sharing this morning. We've been looking at uncommon lifting. What? Because when God says something, the best thing for you to do is to start to say, God, this thing you said, how do you want me to, what do you want me to do? What role am I supposed to play? What should I do to, what? How do I cooperate with you in ensuring that this thing that you have said comes to pass? So that's why we are looking at this series of messages. Last week, Pastor Dele shared on prayer and uncommon lifting. Today, I'm looking at service is the pathway to uncommon lifting. Amen. The first scripture we read in the book of Mark, we saw James and John, the two disciples of Jesus. The Bible says that this was actually a few days to Jesus going to the cross. They were on the way. They now went to Jesus, you know, and said, Master, we want to ask you for something. We want to sit on your right and sit on your left. We all know what they are asking for. Position, Abby? Position, honor, right? Distinction, prominence. And Jesus said, you have asked for a hard thing. Amen? Number one, it's not even my prerogative to give it to you. It's God who chooses who is going to sit there. Then secondly, do you know what is going to the price you are going to pay? Then thirdly, finally, he now said to them, you see, in man's economy, we think we can manipulate and maneuver our way to places of position and honor. But as far as God is concerned, greatness, honor, distinction, prominence in God's kingdom comes by the way of service. Amen? He said, you want to sit on my right and on my left in my kingdom? It is not where you sit that matters. It is where you serve. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus corrected them. He said, it's not where you sit. They were, you know, they wanted places to be by Jesus. There's nothing wrong with it. But Jesus was telling them that your focus should not be sitting by my side. Your focus should be on how you are going to serve. And the truth is that if we think deeply, you'll find out that even in our world today, there's a great misconception about greatness. The world measures greatness by your position. You are the MD, you are the CEO, you are the boss, you are the general overseer. You know, the power you have, the things you have, the prestige you carry, and so on and so forth. But that's not how the Bible measures greatness. Measures greatness by service. Amen. Not by status, but by. Not by status, but by. How does God see greatness? By service. And how many people do you serve? Not how many people are serving you. That's why in the book of John, we didn't read it because of time. Jesus said, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. If any man serve me, him will my Father lift up. If any man serve me, him will my Father promote. Amen? I said amen. That
fighting over position of, in fact, all the other disciples, the Bible says they were very angry. Meaning it's not only James and John. All of them wanted the position. All of them were eyeing the post. In fact, they say, you, this is your portfolio. Only God knows what they had been discussing behind Jesus. You know, you, when you get there in that kingdom, you are going to take the ministry of health. Me is ministry of transport. You know, they thought it was a physical kingdom. Me, I'm for religious affairs. You will be in charge of the internal. They had divided it up. So when these two now said they wanted the right and the left, that is the vice president and the, who is the next? The speaker. The silent president. Those guys were furious. Praise the name of the Lord. This, what they were doing is still going on now, even in our world today. In the world, in society, in institutions, yes, government establishments. This is how people are fighting over position, over prominence. We fight. We not only fight, sometimes people even kill themselves. Is it not true? Yes. Even in churches, in mosques, we fight over position. And this is the problem. This is the problem I see even in the church today. We all want position of honor. We all want position of greatness. It's good. But God says it comes by, how does it come? Service. And because of this attitude that we have, this is why you find that in our world today, there's everybody wants to be a celebrity. No servants. Yes. I am superstars. There are no servants. Everybody wants to be general, the boss, the CEO, the leader. In fact, Google books on leadership, you see millions. Books of servanthood, you won't see any. Everybody wants to be a leader. Is it a bad thing? No. But the way to this thing is what Jesus is showing us today. Praise the name of the Lord. And how was Jesus exalted? That we read in the book of Philippians that because Jesus said, I came to serve and to give my life as a ransom. He said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for many. And because he came to serve and he served, the Bible says that God now exalted him and gave him a name that is above every other name. That at the mention of his name anywhere, in the heavens, in this earth, underneath the earth, in anywhere, whenever that name is mentioned, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. We must see the pattern that is in the Bible. You know, it's God that is going to lift you up. Amen? If God will lift you up, this is the way. This is one secret you must hold this year. It's going to come by service. Jesus came to serve us. He came to serve us. He said, I did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for many. Amen. And then we read in the book of John chapter 13 how Jesus served. One, the pattern he laid for us on how we should serve one another. John 13. The Bible says that when he knew that his time was very close, his time to go to the cross, you know, I was saying that it was just a few days to the cross. He said he knew that his time had come. He was going to leave the world and go to the Father. That he loved those in the world who were his own, and he loved them to the very end. He loved even Judas who betrayed him. Please, let us look at verse 3. Let's look at verse 3. Okay, let's read it together. He he had given all things into his hand, and that he was come from God and went back to God. Read verse 4. He rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and took a towel, girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. He said he knew his time had come. He knew that he came from God. He knew that he was going back to God. Can you see that picture? Please, thank you very much. Did you see it? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you see, one reason why we don't serve and we don't see the benefits of service is because service actually starts from our mind. Say, service starts from my mind. The Bible says he knew who he was. He knew that he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He knew that all those disciples, he made them. He created them. He can say all of you die and all of them will die there. Is it not true? And they saw him do miracles. They saw him raise the dead. They saw him feed 5,000. They saw him heal the sick. They saw him do all that. But in spite of that, the Bible says he took his garment and put it aside. Garments represent his position, his power, his prominence. He put it aside. He took a towel, tied it around his waist, and he began to wash their feet. Bent down, knelt down, and began to wash their feet. Amen. Service, real service that promotes, starts with your mind. What do you think about yourself as you serve? Hello. How do you think about yourself as you are serving God? Do you think you are so high and mighty? They said, I should come and wash the toilets. Me, see you. Do they know who I am? Do you know who I am? Abi? Service starts with your mind. How do you think about yourself? Do you think about yourself high and mighty? If the King of Kings could put his prominence aside and start to wash. Look, washing of feet is the work of a slave. He was not washing their head, he was washing their feet. Feet is dusty. You know, when in those days they would just wear sandals, they don't wear shoes. There is no car, there is no bus. Abi, so and the roads were not tarred, like it's all dusty. So by the time you come inside the house for anything, the feet are dusty. Normally, it is their culture or custom that when guests come in like that, they wash their feet before they sit down, recline, and begin to eat. But probably nobody did it. And Jesus began to do it for them. He was doing the work of a slave, even though he was no slave. Amen. Service, I say again, it starts with your mind. What do you think about yourself? Your title? How big you are? The money you have? The people you command, both in your office and at home and everywhere you are? How do you see yourself? That is one reason why many of us do not serve well or do not even serve at all. Are you able to look at something and say, this one, they didn't even see them. Me, to come and be doing this kind of thing. I don't have their time. Amen. But it goes on in our minds all the time. That's why I say service starts in your mind. Jesus had a proper self-image of himself. His Bible says he knew who he was. He knew he was God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In fact, by the book of Philippians, where we read, he said he did not see his equality with God as something to take advantage of. Hallelujah. When it was going to be decided that Jesus would come to the world, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they had a council meeting. This man, except somebody goes and dies for them, they will all perish. Who will go? Jesus said, I will go. Amen. And he came. Now, he did not come as a king. He did not come as a chief priest. He did not come as a prophet. But he came what? As a son of man. And he was born. He was not born in Redington. Neither was he born in Evercare. Eh? Was he born where? He was born where? Where the passport of the manger. Please, if you hold the passport of the manger, will it be accepted anywhere? Laila. It's true. I just want you to see how low Jesus brought himself to serve you and to serve me. We are talking about lifting. Amen? And if God must lift us uncommonly this year, we have to serve him the way Jesus served God and served us. Amen? So I say it again, that real servants don't have anything to prove to anybody. If you are really serving God, you don't have anything to prove. Serve. Hallelujah. You are not, you don't throw your weight around. In fact, people who throw their weight around, they are actually suffering from what we call low self-esteem or poor self-image. Hello. See them. I can't do that kind of thing. No. Real servants don't need title to serve. Real servants don't need award to serve. They don't need plaque to serve. They don't need handshake to serve. They don't need let us clap for her to serve. No. Whether you clap or you do not clap, they continue to serve. Telling you. And this is the reason why many of us were in the church. We say we are serving God, but we are not seeing the result and the reward of service. Jesus said, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. My prayer is that you will serve God genuinely this year. I said you will serve God genuinely this year. He was equal to God, but he did not hold on to his rights. You know, I heard about a church where the governor's wife was an usher. Governor's wife. The governor's wife. Eh? First lady. First lady, thank you. Was an usher in the church. And her excellency. And then when she greets you, you know, she will not put First lady on her chest. You know, there will be people who will ignore her. People who will snub her. People who will, what's wrong with this one? Abby, until they tell them that that person may, you know, greet her first lady. Say, yay. I service. First lady. First lady. Can first lady wash toilet? There you go. Where some of us are not even tenth lady anywhere. We will not, they won't allow us to hear word. We are not hundredth lady. They won't allow us to hear word. Eh? Eh? 1 millionth lady. Yes. I mean, just look at it. No, it's sincerely. Look at it. Look at what we are doing to ourselves. And sometimes we'll just be complaining. God will just be looking at you. Say, if you know what other people are doing, you will just keep your mouth shut. Amen? If first lady can be an usher. I know the guy who washes our toilets in Jos. He's been washing toilets now for us since he joined the church. In that toilet that he was washing, he built house. I think he should have built 3 houses now. Amen? And he will still sit down there and still washing his toilet and he's building houses. You, where you don't wash anything, you not build. Even you cannot pay your rent. No, it's the truth. We need to calm down this year. Amen. Amen. Say, calm down. Calm down. Calm down. We need to calm down this year. Because, you know, I've been saying it. The way, you know what glory? I pray we recorded. She said, I was not expecting it. That is how the lifting will come this year. Lifting that you are not expecting. You will be called to do a job you didn't even do interview for. Ah, somebody is not hearing me. You know, this day, we'll be rushing here, hustling here. This year, God told me, said, there is no need for anybody to hustle and rush and be. Just be doing the right things. Amen. Don't rush and be hustling and be, you're just punishing yourself. Amen. Serve. See what we are seeing here. Let's learn something. There's something God is speaking to us. Amen. So God is telling us this year that the way of lifting is by humility. Let's look at that Philippians again. He said, have this mind that is in Jesus Christ. Have this same mind. Please, media, give me. Have this. Let this mind be in you. Uh-huh. That is it. Let the mind that was in Jesus be in you. Hmm? He did not think equality with God was something to be taken out. Say, what do they mean? Me too. If it is prayer, I know how to lead prayer. If it's this, I know how to lead it. How can they be telling me to go and do this? How can they? No, it won't work. Have this mind. Be humble. That's why James 4:10 says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And what will happen? He will lift you up. Look at your neighbor and say, my brother, my sister. Say it to him quietly and gently. Say, humble yourself this year and always in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Humble yourself. Have the mind of a servant. In your home, humble yourself. Amen. In your marriage, humble yourself. You are the husband. I'm the head of this home. We know. But humble yourself, sir. Amen? I'm the wife. I'll be the one providing the money for this home. Hey, you, my husband, you have not brought anything. I'm the breadwinner. I'm the this winner. Okay, we know. Madam, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself this year. Humble yourself. In your compound where you live, humble yourself. In your office, humble yourself. You might be the boss. Still humble yourself. Your lifting, you don't never know. You might say, all these people, they're under me. And in the office, they're under me. They're under me. It can be what the recommendation, the word of their mouth that somebody else will hear that will cause them to lift you up. Yes, humble yourself. In the church, humble yourself. In that unit where you are serving, whether you are serving as the leader or you are serving as the follower, humble yourself. Humble yourself. The Lord will lift you up. I said the Lord will lift somebody up this year. Don't do eye service this year. Don't do service because somebody is there and they know that they will see me. You are serving the Lord. The Bible says, God said, I look at the heart. He said, man will look at the outward. But me, God, I do what? I look at the heart. There were men in the Bible. The Bible says he served God, but not with a perfect heart. So God, our service, it starts with our, you know, I was saying it starts with your mind. How are you serving? How is your state of your heart? That's what God looks at. And let me tell you, I can't promote anybody. It's only God. Promotion does not come from the east, nor the west, nor from the south, but from above. And if it comes from above, better do what the man above tells you to do. Hallelujah. Don't do lip service, eye service, nose service, leg service, hand, any type that. Just do service from your heart unto God. That's the service of the Pharisees. You know what Jesus would say? He said they have their reward. They have their reward already. If you want your reward to come from God, listen to God. There's promotion coming somebody's way. Oh, Masai Kaidede. Glory, you have not seen anything. I say you have not seen nothing yet. Some people will go abroad without planning it. Rakolia must. I'm telling you. Say, I was not planning it. They will, go and do passport, oh. Hey. Yes, now, Dele. If they say you are ready, you are going to the UK office, are you ready? Oh, you are ready, okay. He said he's ready. He wants to leave me. We will settle that behind. He wants to japa. He said he's ready. He didn't know I'm testing him. He said he's ready. He said he's ready. Amen. But sincerely speaking, even though I'm making light of this, God told me that this year, many of us, we will find ourselves in places we did not imagine. And that is why don't look at what is going on around you. Be calm. That's why one thing that helps you to be calm is to stay with God in prayer and in the word. Amen? Be calm. Don't let anything shake you. This one is happening there. That one is happening there. No, just be telling yourself, there's a lifting up. Hallelujah. I see many of you lifted up this year. I say, I see you going to places. I keep hearing places you do not expect. Promotion you did not prepare for. Promotion you did not even pray for. Promotion you did not imagine. Promotion you did not say, God, please. No. Say, God, Marcelia, Mazai. Please, let's be on our feet and pray. Let's be on our feet. Masagada. You see, let's leave that one. This year, God. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Whatever it will take you to lift me up this year. Here I am, oh God. I surrender my life to you. I surrender my mind, my way, my heart, my everything. I surrender. Begin to pray. Talk to God.